Sunday night, Chodesh Haldodos, Shari Yichida Maisa, Perek Hamishi, page Kufay and Tes. He's saying now that when the Yetzirah attacks you intellectually and gives you all sorts of questions and sveikus and says, why do you do this, why do you do that, how could this be true? And he talking about a person who is grounded intellectually, so the Yetzirah comes at him on his own battlefield and asks him all sorts of seemingly good questions. So he said how to deal with it. But one major warning signal that you should be able to tell, because when you're in the realm of the intellect, sometimes it's hard to tell that you are being krum, that you're not thinking straight, that your logic is not logical, right? You have to have an amazing amount of, that's why we learn b'chavrusa, so that our chavrusas can tell us that we're not thinking straight. But if you just learn yourself, then you have no one to tell you that you're not thinking straight. Anyway, one of the simonim the Chavis HaLodah said was that, and we said this is how Reform Judaism started and other movements, when they tell you to change things from the way they've always been. And they say, now it's different, and you have to make a change. Now, is that a hard and fast rule? Because sometimes things do change, because things changed. So that's what you need, a posek or a gadol, or a spiritual leader to say that this is a change that's al pi derech haTorah, and it's following the guidelines of the Torah. When this reality changes, then the din changes or the minhagim can change. And sometimes they sit up and they say, no, this is a warning sign, and we're just, we think we're smarter than the previous Doros, and we're throwing away what they did. So that's a judgment that has to be made. Not always, rarely can it be made by a layman. That's what you need Rabbonim for, Gedolim even, to make this determination, to sort of smell out if it's a kosher thing or a not kosher thing. And now the Chavis HaLodos, though, takes the side as if all change is bad. And if you see that you're saying, oh, we don't have to do that anymore, really the Haskalah was like that also, where they wanted to change the Levush. And they said, we're in modern times now, and it's not Osir, and that's how slowly, and the Gedolim were right, that eventually, maybe, after a few decades, so people were lost, people ended up intermarrying even, coming not from. Why do you think Klal Yisrael is now, what is it, we'll say 85% not from, or certainly 80%, why? Because of the Haskalah and Reform Judaism. These movements that did what the Chavis HaLodos described, it worked, unfortunately. It decimated Klal Yisrael. The Haskalah, the Yiddish Haskalah, the Russian Haskalah, all the different Haskalahs in Germany and Western Europe, it worked. So the Chavis HaLodos said, don't go making changes. Don't be so quick to throw away the Mesorah or what our fathers did. Now he's saying, if you're so smart, how come you never go to Chumrah? Right? He says, that would be okay to do. If you want to be machmir, you say the Doros are getting weaker and we have to make more gedorim, we have to make more fences, we have to make more, we have to guard, so that we don't violate an issa, so we have to asa this, even though maybe in the past it was mutter. As long as you're clear that you're not saying it's an issa d'oraisa, you're clear that you're only making a gedder, so that's a good thing. The mitzvos, the meshatuchal, the midos chasidus. Meaning you're not mechuyev, you're doing lefnei mishuras hadin. You want to be machmir. In other words, like let's say shofar is an example. So people taka, the briskas blow shofar after davening Rosh Hashanah, like for another half hour they're blowing shofar with all kinds of rashis, shavarim, and the ritvos, truos, and all sorts of different, there are different shittos. So, and they spend a long time after davening. Like when davening's over, you're going home, you're going to eat finally. And they're still blowing shofar. They're going to make 30 kolos with Rashi's truos. And how do you make a shvarim? Adu, 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 adu. Different kinds of shvarim, different kinds of truos. One breath, two breaths. So the taina on them is the same thing. It's really what the Chavis HaLevi said up till now. That our fathers, nobody ever did that before. There was a psak halacha, how to blow shofar, and that was it. No one ever stayed in shul. Like, who ever heard of such a thing? It's a good taina, but the Chavis HaLevi now is saying, he's obviously not talking about the briskas in this case, but the Chavis HaLevi Lechora is addressing such a thing, and he's saying that's okay. If you want to be machmir, and you want to take on chumris and avodas Hashem, as long as you don't denigrate the previous doros, you don't say they made a mistake, or they weren't as frum as we were, they were more frum. That's why they didn't need all this garbage, right? They didn't need all of this. We're not so frum, so we need to, you know. So that's what he says. That's okay, because then you're saying you're being machmir. As long as, what?
It's recorded.
It's recorded in garbage.
But, amen. Stuff. So that's shalom garbage. You know what the Chavis HaLevi is saying? There is certainly a body of opinion that says to them what the Chavis HaLevi said till now, really. They said if it was good enough, and you know, what are you coming with new things for, with new chumras? So what the Chavis HaLevi is saying now is that's okay, but again, he's, as long as you are clear that it's a chumrah, you're not trying to change the halacha of previous doros, you're not trying to say that they were wrong and everybody was wrong and only you know how to blow shofar, or only you know how to put on tefillin, or only you know this, or only you know that, but you're saying, you know, you're being machmir. Adarabba, the later doros, which are more rachok from Yerushalayim, maybe they do have to be machmir more. Maybe that's what keeps them honest, that's what keeps them Jewish. Maybe that's what keeps them from. It keeps them on the straight and narrow, right? So that's what he says here. Avlamir lechol chayavas b'chabin adava b'mitzvus b'mashatucha b'midus chasidus achar shatamali chovos hamutolos olecha. That's condition one. He says a few conditions. If you want to be machmir more than previous generations, you want to do something extra. Number one is make sure you're doing the basics. I know taka people who are machmir, 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 and in their rush to be machmir, they end up messing up the basics. You know, like face with sukkah, like you machmir on maimed, the maimed is, and now like you forget about the schach or whatever. You end up like not even. So that's number one is don't do anything extra. And he's now giving lessons in midos chasidus, lessons in when you should be machmir. Lessons and when it's okay to go that extra step, even though you know you want to be from. So okay, so he gives a few conditions. So this is condition number one. Condition number one is make sure you're doing everything else 100%. Don't start with chumras till you feel comfortable and confident that you're doing the basic dinim okay. If you're not 100%, don't start with the chumras. You start with the chumras when you finish the level of basics. Then you move on.
On the same issue or on all basics? Like you're saying the sukkah, so you could be super machmir about all these different things on the sukkah, but miss something basic. But is that what he means? Like it's all on the same issue?
I don't know. It's not clear. I'll look at the Mefarshim, see how they learn it up. Because he just says, because again, it's this translation. I would want to see the other translation. Here it just says, Achar shetamale chovos hamutolos olecha. So it's not so clear. Okay.